Nissan. We integrate innovation and technology into our cars to help you live richer. To make your drive a lot less and a lot more. To find the Nissan that's right for you, join us at our Innovation Celebration event from the 2nd to the 30th of November and get an extra £500 deposit contribution towards a Nissan Juke, Qashqai and X-Trail, available at 4.99% APR representative. Search Nissan. Available on PCP Nissan Finance. Order by 30th November. Register by 17th December. Participating dealers only. Excludes Vizier. T's and C's apply. Visit nissan.co.uk.
99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Setting the bar. Small examples. What not to do. Florida, you're making the show. Congratulations. If you can manage to make it through the day without strapping a utility bolt pole that you just stole to the roof of your Camry, then you're doing okay.
I'm sorry, back the Camry up. Why are we taking a pole? What are we going to do with that? Are they hot at the pawn shops? What's happening?
Again, I don't know what it is about light poles in Florida that has everybody all up in arms, but Doug couldn't help himself from WFLA.
Douglas Allen Hatley of Lakeland had this massive utility pole strapped to the roof of his car, taking it to a recycling facility. But when he got to that recycling facility, they say that he couldn't turn it in to recycle the massive pole, that is, because he didn't have proper documentation for it.
Ah, okay.
Ah.
So he's so like
a wooden pole? I guess, or is it a metal pole?
Oh, it's a metal pole. And
oh,
so
okay.
He's like, hey, I got this. Can I recycle it and turn it in for some money?
How much is that going to be?
Yeah, and they're like, do you have paperwork for this pole that
says this is your pole?
Yeah, that's strapped to your Toyota Camry. Doug didn't have it. And
shocking.
So poor Doug then got arrested and charged with theft as well as dealing in stolen property. So again,
is this happening a lot in Florida? Are people taking poles? Kelly, you got to recycle them for money?
This is our second story of the year about someone stealing a light pole out of Florida.
Huh. You know what? I'm kind of impressed because I feel like those poles are anchored pretty well
yeah.
in the ground.
Yes.
Like, I'd like to see the logistics, the video of them like getting it out of the earth.
And then strapping it to the car. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, again, Florida, congratulations. You made the show. If you can manage to make it through the day without strapping a stolen utility pole to the roof of your Camry, you're doing okay.
I mean, let's be real. Doug deserves some kudos if he pulled that off all by himself. That seems like you'd need a crew.
Yeah, you're right.
It looks like Doug just was a solo project. He went through all that effort.
We
that
should
work.
Be patting Doug on the back and saying, good job, bud.
He's a hard worker.
He's
putting in the time, right?
He's just using his energy for the wrong reasons. So
yeah, let's refocus the energy. That's all.
There you go. Florida making the show here on 99.7 DJX.